The ease of the father, who takes leisurely evening strolls. The companionship of the son, whose yoke gives rest. The comfort of the spirit, who breathes new life in dead and weary bones. And the company of the saints who have found eternal life and joy in the rhythms of sacred time, be with you all. My name is Jay Jansen. I'm the pastoral elder at Highland Community Church. Welcome to Sabbath Prayers. It's good to be with you in this way. The habit of resting on a regular basis has been woven into God's way of being with God's people from the very beginning. In the Hebrew Scriptures, the people of God are commanded by Yahweh to remember and observe Sabbath. God rested, so you rest. God freed you, so you rest. Early Christians observed the arrival of Sabbath with the setting sun every Friday night, existed in Sabbath time on Saturdays, and gathered for worship on Saturday evening or Sunday morning as the Lord's Day finale to the whole affair every week. This command to stop, rest, and come back to real life is good news. But pausing for a 24-hour deep breath on a weekly basis isn't easy. Taking a break can be difficult to do. But it's worth the effort because Sabbath reconnects us with God, with ourselves, with others, and with the world. Since Sabbath is one of God's strategies for helping us to experience the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, people who routinely observe Sabbath find themselves changed. The practice of rest makes us more fully alive human beings in the image of the resurrected Son. With all that said, I invite you to keep Sabbath with me. In the silence that follows, I encourage you to pause your playback device and gather a few supplies. First, have some matches and two candles nearby. On one you might want to write observe, and on the other, remember. Next, create a space for a Sabbath altar. It doesn't need to be anything elaborate. It can be a small table, or a box, or a basket. Something into which you can place objects that you set aside for the day. Third, be sure to have at hand some pens or pencils and some slips of paper. Finally, plan to end your Sabbath rest at the end of day by using the liturgy available online. Take a few moments to collect those items. When you're ready, press play and we'll continue.
Through all the worlds, oh,
Let's enter the shelter of God's presence by praying the following words. The long week has worn out my body. I give thanks that I was able to work hard for a good cause, and that I earned some money. Thanks, Lord, that I could use my voice, my shoulders, my arms, my head, my hands. Lord, I am tired. I am ready to rest. Hallelujah for this day. Blessed be God, who gives us the Sabbath and leads us to the waters of stillness. The Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has this solemn counsel. In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. So welcome the day. Receive the gift. Remember the Sabbath and keep it. It is made for you, your freedom, your joy, your healing. Let us bless God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit, who restores our soul and commands us to rest by praying the following words. Lord of creation, when you rest in us, so we also rest in you. When you do your work in us, so we also do our work in you. As we remember you, so also remember us, that we might be the whole and holy bearers of your image, as we were originally created and blessed to be. In the light of your holy Sabbath, each day is holy. In the overflowing of Sabbath joy, each moment is sacred. So as we rest, recreate in us a new rhythm of life, composed of hours that sustain rather than stress, of days that deliver rather than destroy, of time that tickles rather than tackles.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day and consecrated it.
In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take a moment to light the Remember candle. Let's continue praying the following words together. Creator God, on the seventh day you rested and were refreshed. Please help us now to enter into the rest of your Sabbath, that we may cease from our work and delight in your care over our lives, both now and forever. Amen. Blessed be God, High King above all kings, whose ancient paths are where the good way lies, and deliver us into Sabbath. The Lord God, the Redeemer of Israel, has this solemn counsel. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So welcome the day. Receive the gift. Remember the Sabbath and keep it. It is made for you, your freedom, your joy, your healing. Let us bless God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit, who restores our soul and commands us to rest by praying the following words. Lord of liberation, by the rhythm of your truth, set us free from the bondage and baggage that break us, from the pharaohs and fellows who fail us, from the plans and pursuits that prey upon us. To our pactful planners we bid peace. To our over-caffeinated consciences we say cease. To our suffocating selves, Lord, grant release and raise us up in the rhythm of your new life. As we observe Sabbath, May we observe more fully and clearly you, our world, ourselves, and others.
Observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, or your son, or your daughter, or your male or female slave, or your ox, or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the resident alien in your towns, so that your male and female slave may rest as well as you. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day.
In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take a moment to light the observe candle. Let's continue praying the following words together. Lord of Resurrection, our Sabbath, you thought it a good thing to pause, reflect, enjoy what you had done. Help us to do the same. Help us to rest, thankful for our daily bread. Help us to rest, enjoying a sweet foretaste of eternal peace. Help us to rest, relying on your goodness and not on our own activity. Help us to slow down so that we can be still and know that you are God. Amen. We are not human doings, we are human beings. We are valued because we are created as image bearers of God. Sabbath is a time to get back to basics, to stop, to rest, to be still and know God, ourselves, others, and our world in deeper and better ways. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take a few moments to consider this question. What can I stop doing? What can I say no to this Sabbath? Have each person place in the Sabbath altar the things that they don't need. This might include cell phones or keys, work projects and homework, or a to-do list. Or write down a particular worry or concern or obligation or decision that needs to be made, and drop that piece of paper into the altar. Just for now, let those things go. Having opened your hands to release some burdens, keep your empty hands open to receive and embrace the life-giving gifts of Sabbath. After all, Sabbath is a time set aside for play, for recreation, activities that leave us recreated as God's image bearers. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and consider this question. How can I say yes to resting my body and restoring my soul on the Sabbath? It might include silence or playing the guitar. It might involve a nap or going for a walk with a friend. Maybe it's playing a game with the kids or eating your favorite food. If mowing the lawn brings you joy, have at it. Have each person write down on a piece of paper what it is they want to welcome in their lives this day and place it in the Sabbath altar. Now that you've set aside some things so that you might receive new graces, settle in to abide in Sabbath by praying these words with me. All our problems we send to the cross of Christ. All our difficulties we send to the cross of Christ. All the works of evil we send to the cross of Christ. All our hopes we set on the risen Christ. God of creation and deliverance, Christ with us in life and death. Spirit of love, forgiveness, and hope, we meet you here, and you meet us here, as we rest together in sacred time. By your grace, allow us to enter your Sabbath rest as your Sabbath rest enters into us. Amen.
In the evening, when the day is almost done, and we watch the setting sun. In the evening, as we put our work to rest, noting all that you have blessed. I look to you in the evening and give you thanks for this day.
Stay.